filled up my car, my SUV. And it was expensive. And it cost me $35 or something like that. And you know, all of this is what I call the Biden inflation. This is clearly Biden inflation. They have ended up spending so much money. And by the way, they want to spend more with the so-called infrastructure bill, the $2.8 trillion bill that may be down to a trillion. We don't know. We don't know if they have the votes. We'll talk with somebody that deals with this inflation thing on his own level. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. I just saw a Bloomberg article that cited a bike that they found for $4,749, and the price has gone up repeatedly on that bike, not at Jared's shop, but out in California. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A Georgia police officer near Atlanta has been shot and killed today during a traffic stop. Authorities say a suspect was also killed. Tropical storm warning issued for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama as a potential tropical cyclone has advanced toward the northern Gulf Coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say heavy rain and flooding likely to be the most significant hazard. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
Because we have rivers that are already high and drainage ditches and that are already full and streams and so forth, a smaller rain than we may have experienced last month could be just as catastrophic.
On the western side of the nation, the problem is heat, lots of it, with several states continuing to see daily readings 110 to 122 degrees. Also at townhall.com, Senator Bernie Sanders says that he will introduce a budget proposal in excess of $6 trillion. And he says he believes the Senate can pass it without any Republican support. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more on that story.
There's already a major battle brewing in the Senate over Democrat plans to force through more than $4 trillion in a pair of infrastructure-related bills. They would do that using the budget reconciliation process, thus sidestepping the need for any Republican votes. Now Senator Sanders, who heads up the Senate Budget Committee, hopes to tack on $2 trillion more. He says it's time for a vast expansion of Medicare. It wants to address climate change, lower prescription drug prices, and address what he calls a housing crisis in America. He appears to be fighting an uphill battle. Some members of his own party are already balking at the price tag. Bob Agnew reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, efforts to beat the heat yesterday and today, for that matter, continue to be a waste of time as Las Vegas broke a decades-old temperature record yesterday. The official high at McCarran Airport hit 116 degrees. That's 2 degrees hotter than the previous high for June 16th, which was set in 1940. The all-time high for Vegas is 117, which was reached June 20th, 2017. The National Weather Service has now extended the excessive heat warning throughout the weekend. And just by the way, the normal high for this time of the year is a cool 100 degrees even. Well, Southern Nevada's rental market is about as hot as our temperatures these days, with strong demand and low inventory. Las Vegas's rental home prices increased at the fastest rates in the country in May, up more than 17% from the year earlier. And the Valley's rent growth puts Las Vegas second, only behind Phoenix on the list. Well, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 2 at T-Mobile Arena. In the best of seven series, it's now tied at one game apiece. Now it goes to Montreal for Game 3 tomorrow. Game 4 is Sunday. Back to T-Mobile on Tuesday.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
You are bumper-to-bumper in several areas right now. 515 eastbound at Eastern, 515 southbound at Oakey, also Interstate 15 north at Hacienda. Very slow in those areas. Also, you'll touch the brakes 215 west at Valley Verde and delays on Blue Diamond at State Route 159.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Joining us now, I am so pleased to have him back on the show. He is Jared Fisher. He is the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Jared, first of all, I know you've been staying cool, but I came across from the Bloomberg website, and they cite a $4,749 bike on sale that it hints at inflation peril for America coming to the U.S. economy. First of all, do you have any $4,749 bikes in your store?
Yeah, we sure do. In fact, we've got $15,000 bikes in our store.
No!
yeah, I mean, it goes up. It's like, you know, anything. You can buy something with the bells and whistles, or you can take the standard, basic, run-of-the-mill model. So you, it's just a matter of what you want on top of your ice cream, so to speak. So, but I think basically we're looking at the canary in the coal mine with the bicycle shops, because the bicycle shops were one of the businesses that stayed open during the pandemic, because it was one of the necessity businesses of America, because they provided transportation and so forth. So we've been able to really watch what's been going on in the bike shops very closely. And it also ties into the tourism aspect of our country, and for that matter, around the world. So what's happening in the bike industry is a lot of what's happening all across the board, across the world, as far as inflation goes. And, what we're seeing is all the low-priced products have been gobbled up, and the things that remain now are, you know, the leftovers, so to speak, or the more expensive bicycles. And I think we're seeing that as we look at in different markets, like automotive markets. Our company has been looking to purchase vehicles for our tourism business. And you're paying now for a used vehicle, you're paying the retail brand new price for that used vehicle if it's about a year or two old. And if you think I'm kidding, go down to your local dealership and see what I'm talking about. In top of that, you're also looking at premiums on top of high retail prices in automotive. So, for example, I purchased a vehicle, had to pay $7,000 over the sticker price in order to have that vehicle, because the supply chain is so limited due to the pandemic and shutting down factories overseas. So we're seeing it all across the board. So this article on the bicycles is the canary in the coal mine.
Let me just ask you, though, I mean, how quickly can we get back to mass production of bicycles, just to use your industry?
Well, let me give a quick example. So a bicycle has hundreds of parts and components on it. Some little nuts, bolts, derailleur cables, and so forth. So if you're a bicycle manufacturer and you've got a bike 99% built, but you're missing a bolt that holds your derailleur cable so that you can shift through your gears, you don't have that bolt, you can't sell that bike. And so that bike now just sits in a warehouse waiting for that bolt. And what we saw was these factories overseas in Asia that had shut down. And they're, as they ramp back up, you now have this back order of bicycles waiting for little nuts and bolts, that there's not enough production in these factories overseas to produce enough of those to get them on the bicycles. So that's why we're seeing what we're seeing. And we're going to see this. I mean, our manufacturers that we deal with are talking, we're now talking 2023, and I didn't think we'd ever get there. I was surprised at 2022, but we're talking 2023 now before we'll start to see open stock, which means that the retailer in whatever business it is, if it, you know, makes cake pans, like, they're not going to be able to buy openly, call up and say, hey, I want three of these, two of those, and six of those. You can't do that right now. What happens now is the suppliers are distributing evenly across to their retail partners all across America, and that's why we're seeing this inflation going on and these prices so high right now. So it's going to continue to go.
Are we going to continue to see American manufacturing of bikes? And will it ramp up as some of these other countries around the world? They're still closed.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the big, you know, that's the million-dollar question is what are we going to do? You know, if we can, you know, it's not easy to build up, you know, a brick-and-mortar building and then throw a factory in there. You know, some, they've got to make a bet on it, you know. Can we get this up and running, and can we afford the wages, you know, the American wage? And, I mean, those are big questions. You know, people, I think the risk takers here are going to win right now, but it, you know, their risk, it's a risk. So you've got to get the right people in the mix in order to do that. But the American companies that do have products manufactured overseas, and again, this isn't any industry right now, they are asking those they're asking to have new factories built ASAP. And there are some of our suppliers are getting some manufacturing plants built up in Mexico so that we can get product faster right now. So it's just a matter of getting people, you gotta sell it to somebody to dip that much into their pocket to put an investment out there like that. But I think there's going to be some big winners in this if they'll take that risk.
Again, Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Sanctuary and Escape Adventures. He's a good friend. I'm stunned. In fact, I brought this up to somebody the other day. There are people among us who are young enough, they've never experienced inflation. They just have, I mean, because you got to go back to what, the Carter years? Am I right on that?
Yeah, you are right on that. Those were the big times that I remember, at least, that we really saw inflation. Absolutely.
So what is there that consumers can do about this inflation? Is there anything we can do about it?
Well, here's the problem: is, you know, the economy is growing too quickly. We're all ready to get outside. I mean, our tourism company that we own, we are busting at the seams. We actually are shutting down some of our tours because we don't have enough equipment to run those tours, and we have more people that want to tour with us than we can handle right now. Now, that's a good problem to have, but at the same time, it's, you know, we're seeing this happen all across, not just the country, the world. So what's happening right now, though, is so many people were so tired of that pandemic, or the pandemic, I suppose, which we're still in to a degree, but they want to get out. They want to experience life. They're realizing they don't want to be bogged down, stuck in their houses. They realize life is short. Life is a limited time offer, and they want to get out there and enjoy it. So we're seeing the economy boom right now, but we can't keep up with it. Hence, you have inflation. We're going to see this for a while, Kevin. We're going to see this at least through 2022. And the other thing that to take into consideration, with that comes higher wages. Now, these employers, they've got to pay more money to keep people working. And at the end of the day, when the economy slows back down, say in a year, a year and a half, these small businesses are going to be stuck with high wages to their employees. And then what are they going to do? Then we're probably going to start to see layoffs. So this is a big chain effect that this pandemic has caused, and we haven't seen anything like this for, you know, again, like you said, like since the Carter years, we really haven't seen anything like this before. This is the new one for us, so it'd be interesting to see the outcome.
Would it have been different if it was Donald J. Trump who won on November 3rd?
That's speculation. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I think that a lot of people felt very confident with Trump as our president with the economy. I think we all saw that as the economy just really did really well under his leadership. And, you know, the economy is, you know, it's based on trust and having value within the system and knowing that your leader is going to be pushing for economic growth. And I think that's the one really excellent quality that Trump had, was he was able to hold that in our economy for so many years. So to answer that question, it's a speculative question, but yeah, it might have made it somewhat of a difference. But again, this is a worldwide problem. I don't think that he would have been able to stop, so to speak, these manufacturing plants where you have other leadership, other countries, other democracies with different leaders making different shots, you know, closing down their countries, closing down their plants. That wouldn't have made a difference because, you know, we don't call the shots necessarily in all the other countries, even though we're our most powerful country in the world.
Can the government spend its way out of inflation? And for instance, I don't know if you heard the newscast, but Bernie Sanders is talking in terms of a $6 trillion budget. Somebody else wants to kick in another $2 trillion for some other deal. Can we spend our way out of it?
Well, I mean, if you could see me right now, Kevin, I'm shaking my head sideways. No, that's not a good idea. There is a stimulus component to our economy that does work if it's done properly and it's not wasted money. However, the government increasing the money supply, it makes the dollar worth less. And that's the problem we're going to be facing. The more we throw money into the economy, there has to be a balance in there. There has to be somebody to push the stop button right now. I think it's time to push the stop button in our economy. We are going to watch this snowball down the line with having a less valuable dollar in the future. We can't keep up with it right now, and I don't think it's a good idea to keep throwing money. And if people are able to go out and get jobs right now, we're not where we were a year and a half ago. We're on the up now. We need to stop giving money out.
And that means stop the extended benefits that pay somebody $300 a week to stay home?
Yeah. The reason why is because anybody can go out and get any job. Like, we have jobs available at our business, but if people are making money sitting on their butts at home, and we're seeing this year after year as our younger crowd, or our younger population, Kevin, you've probably seen it since when you were a kid, and from when I was a kid, I don't think we value that work ethic as much anymore in America when you hand money out for free. We're not teaching people how to have a hard work ethic. We have jobs available, but who's going to go work if they can make the same money doing nothing? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Good point. I've got to ask you, we had, 116 degrees the other day. We're breaking records like crazy. You love being in the great outdoors. Do you back off a little bit personally? Do you ride every day still in this kind of heat?
Well, if you can see me now, my head's going up and down now. the answer is yes. I generally head out about 3 in the morning this time of year when we get into the summertime. I like to get out in the dark, and just that's a good time to be out where it's not 115 degrees. However, I will say right now, this morning when I took off, I hit a pocket of probably about 105 degrees out in Red Rock Canyon this morning. I almost melted, and the sun wasn't even up. I mean, it was so hot, Kevin. I couldn't believe it. So, you know, I'm done riding by 7 in the morning. I mean, most people are having their breakfast coffee. I'm all 50 miles under the belt and sitting down, waking up there. So,
let me ask you, as a guy that does get out, any recommendations you can make to folks that like to ride? They like to get out, whether it's 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. Any recommendations you can give them as far as when you're riding, hydrating, things like that?
Yeah, I always recommend that you be done riding your bike by 10 in the morning in this type of heat, or B, put your bike on your car and go to a higher elevation. There are some excellent places you can go up at Mount Charleston locally here in Las Vegas. If you're in the Reno area, there's plenty of places up high, Tahoe, where it's much cooler weather, or right around the corner, we've got beautiful Utah, where I was just at yesterday for the past 3 days, and beautiful temperatures up there. Keep yourself alive and happy.
If folks want to check out bikes and everything biking, where can they find you?
Well, we're at 10575 Discovery Drive, right across from RC Willie, Town Center and 215 Exit. And we actually have bikes that are under $4,700 right now. We have some kids' bikes for $300, and we've got some adult bikes now for $500 and $600, which is pretty cool. But they go fast. Like, we sell them the next day, day or two.
And do you have waiting lists? Do you have a thing where, you can give me the money now, but you're not going to get your bike for 3 weeks or 3 months?
Absolutely, yeah. Some people have been on waiting lists for 9 months for particular bikes. But right now, we did get some more shipments in, so we're doing okay right now. But we're a kind of a bigger retail location than average. So we're doing okay.
Hey, Jared, always good to talk to you. Thanks, man. Stay cool, okay?
You too. Will do. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Oh, great. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll take you right up till 6 o'clock on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I was watching the TV this morning, and my creepy meter went off, and it's a little box that I keep in my living room, and when something really creepy comes on the TV, it lets me know.